760 WJR.
23 minutes before 10. Glad to have you with us on the Frank Beckman Show. We've covered from the beginning the story that has really picked up some legs now. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy, on behalf of a lot of the 40,000 home-based business owners here in Michigan, home daycare providers who were forced into unionization by the state, they filed a lawsuit. And they're continuing that legal battle at the state Supreme Court. And now they're getting support from the National Federation of Independent Business, Small Business Legal Center. It's a long title, but the man representing that organization here in Michigan is Charlie Owens, and he's on the other end of our line as we speak. Hello, Charlie.
Good morning, Frank.
Why did you join?
Well, we have three concerns with this particular situation, and that's why we are filing an amicus curiae brief or a friend of the court brief, where we're basically an interested observer supplying additional legal reasoning for the court to consider. We have three concerns here. First of all, we have a state agency and a community college, both taxpayer-supported entities, acting in collusion with a labor union to divert money from self-employed individuals back into the pockets of that labor union. The second reason that we're concerned about it is small businesses and the self-employed, as you can imagine, are particularly susceptible to this kind of legal shenanigans and bullying because they don't have the legal and financial resources to fight back. And thirdly, if you look at what's been done here, any self-employed person or business, or in particular small business, that receives or accepts state money for goods or services is susceptible to a similar scheme. So a grocery store that accepts bridge cards, a contractor working on a state-funded project, vendors that provide services or goods to the prison system, and so on, if we don't stop this here, all of these people are going to be considered, quote, employees of the state, and they will skim taxpayer dollars and put it right into the union coffers. And I think it's important to note to folks, the money that's being diverted and given to the labor union is taxpayer money. It's taxpayer dollars.
It's money that is supposed to go to these providers, obviously, and now it's being taken off. And while it's not that much, I think that was the hope in all this. Hey, it's not going to be that much to these people. They'll never miss it. It's only $20 a person or so. But it adds up to over $3 million for the unions.
$3.7 million in the case of the daycare workers. And another area where they've run this scam, which has not received as much scrutiny, is in home health care, where they're skimming $6 million of Medicaid money that goes to the SEIU union.
You're kidding.
No.
That's one that isn't
a part to this suit, but that's been done by the Department of Community Health in a very similar manner.
Oh, my goodness. And then, of course, we have the state steering tax credits through the MEDC to the SEIU for a new headquarters, don't we?
Yes, which is also odd. That's supposed to be money for businesses to locate here and to create jobs, and instead it's going to a labor union that's working in collusion with the state to skim taxpayer money.
Yeah. How did they get away with this in the first place? How were they able to get the union vote to show the need for labor representation of these people?
Well, this is a carefully choreographed scheme done with the Department of Human Services, Mott Community College in the case of the daycare, and using the Michigan Employment Relations Commissioner, MERC. Basically what they did is they created an artificial organization called this Michigan Child Care, based child care organization through Mott Community College. They declared that to be the employer of all of these daycares that received subsidy money from Department of Human Services for folks that met a means test that had their kids in the daycare. And then basically they said the union organized this employing unit that the state created, and they held an election where they mailed out ballots, though if you talk to many of the 40,000 daycares, many of them don't remember receiving the ballot. And, I mean, think about it. If you're sitting in your home and you got a ballot that said, you know, you have to vote now to become a member of a union for your daycare, I would suspect that a lot of daycare operators thought it was junk mail because it was just so absurd. But there were about 6,700 of the 40,000 did return ballots, and oddly enough, out of that, 6,000 voted for the union. It's pretty clear that the union was behind making sure that those were returned. And Merck ruled that a majority of those that voted, not a majority of those that had home-based daycare, the 40,000, but of the majority that voted voted for the union, so therefore all 40,000 were shanghaied into the union.
But is that a legitimate union vote to do it by mail? It strikes me that there's no oversight, no transparency in that whatsoever, and if you're simply sending those out, anybody could be sending them back in. You can't corroborate the identity of the people who are involved in voting yes.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and I think those are going to be issues in this lawsuit. It's been very hard for us to corroborate exactly how this election was conducted and what was sent out and who sent it back. We're not able to really nail that down, oddly enough.
Which is interesting. And then the folks up at Mott, you can't get those people to answer questions about any of this. And as far as I know, they're a state organization, aren't they?
You can't get any of them to answer any questions about it, Frank. And that's the thing, it's most unconscionable. Here we are in a state where the administration has claimed we've cut spending to the bone, there's no money left, we have to raise your taxes. Here we have two entities of the state supported by taxpayer money that refuse to answer questions on this issue. The Department of Human Services, during an Appropriations Committee, when they were asked by the committee chair, Democrat Dudley Spade, said, we cut your funding off because, the lawmakers were so upset about this, both Democrat and Republican, they cut off funding to this entity, and yet they continued to operate. So they asked them, where are you getting your money? And the response is, well, we can't tell you because there's a lawsuit pending.
Which is perfect.
It's really just sad.
It truly is. I mean, there's no transparency whatsoever, and this is a blatant attempt to fill the pockets of union leaders. That's all this is. And they, of course, in turn, spend a lot of money supporting the campaigns of politicians who do them favors like this, who help them build their headquarters and who steer tax dollars into their coffers.
And the really frustrating thing is this is another example of the left hand not knowing what the right's doing in this administration. We have all this cheerleading and happy talk and advertising about our upper hand and the great business opportunities here, while state agencies under the direct control of the governor engage in this kind of behavior that just poisons our business climate. This is well known around the United States what's going on here. It does nothing to help promote our state.
You don't think the governor knows what was going on here?
Well,
Charlie, come on.
At best, she looked the other way. At worst, she's aiding and abetting this activity.
This is the same woman who stood up and said she was mad when Delphi went bankrupt and was mad at the company, not at the fact that the company wasn't making money, and pretends to be pro-business always, but stands on behalf of labor unions like this and skims money, our tax money, right into those labor union pockets at every opportunity. I think it really requires a suspension of disbelief, in the words of one politician, to believe that our governor didn't know this.
Well, I would have to agree. And, sadly, it's small business that's going to turn this state around. It's small and middle-sized businesses that are creating the jobs, and this is the kind of activity that hurts us.
Final question, just so I understand this. Who does the SEIU represent in that other scam that they're pulling here?
They are the primary union in the home health care situation, which was another situation where the state created this entity and then the union organized it, and then individuals that provide home health care services to folks that are eligible for Medicaid assistance for that end up having, again, money skimmed off of their payment, taxpayer money, and sent over to the labor union to the tune of about $6 million.
And it's being done in, what, 15 states now, something like that?
Yeah, in those states, it may be just the daycare. In some, it's other agencies as well. But that's our concern here, is the creep. It actually started with the home health care. Then it went to the daycare. And like I said, pretty soon, a grocery store that accepts a bridge card, oh, well, now you're a state employee too, and we're going to take out of your bridge card payment, we're going to skim off some money, we're going to send that to the labor union.
Yeah, sad. Appreciate it. Good luck with this. We'll keep following it, Charlie.
Thanks, Frank.
Take care. Charlie Owens with the National Federation of Independent Businesses. He's the Michigan State Director.